we're gonna try one out for you that we haven't done before. Nobody? I really like the message in this song, you know. So, about a month or two ago, my grandmother turned 93 years old, which is, yeah, you can applaud for that. It's quite a milestone. And we had a little birthday dinner for her, and she was very eager to tell us all that she had figured out life and its meaning and the key to longevity and all that. And so we asked her, you know, well, what is it? You know, why don't you tell us? And she says, you gotta be kind and love everybody. I thought, a good start. I like those. She said, you gotta work hard. Saw that one coming. Also a very good one. And you gotta mind your own business. And I really like that one. She emphasized that last one, said it probably two or three times. You gotta mind your own business. And there's wisdom in that last one. That's what this next song is about. This is called... Is it just called Nobody's Business?
Nobody's Business.
This is called Nobody's Business.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. She cranks the limousine, I crank your machine. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. That's where my money goes, dress myself in baby clothes. That's her business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. One day we'll wake up crazy, kill my wife and say, my baby, nobody's business what I do.
Thank you. That's another one we get from Larry Sparks. That's called Nobody's Business.
It's fun. I don't know about you, but I had fun.
Okay.
You guys have fun on that one?
All right, we got a special treat coming up for you all. Now, if you were here last night, you already heard me bragging on her, but I'm going to do it all again for all the folks who might not have been here. In case you hadn't noticed, we have a special guest fiddle player with us here tonight. Yeah, you can give her a round of applause now, and then I'll tell you about it. We had the pleasure of meeting her at Delfest probably about, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, a few years ago now, and she's been a part of our Delfest campsite jam ever since. We've had a lot of good long nights of playing tunes until daybreak. And hailing from Westminster, Maryland, is that right? Westminster, Maryland. She's currently the Maryland State Fiddle Champion, and she was just, applaud that, please. She was just recently awarded the Presidential Scholarship to study at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And so we thought we would give her a little solo fiddle feature, have her play a couple really fancy tunes that the rest of the band had no chance of keeping up with. So here she is. Make her welcome Caitlin Casper.
So when I did my college auditions, I didn't just audition for Berkeley. I actually auditioned for Belmont too, and I wasn't planning on doing it initially, but I had this piece prepared for the Berkeley audition, and I ran out of time to prepare another piece, and I ended up playing Billy Contreras's arrangement to send to him, like him, for evaluation. I shook for 2 hours for the Berkeley audition, and they didn't know what the piece was supposed to sound like. So anyway, here's a Tennessee Waltz as arranged and played by Billy Contreras for the 2006 Grandmaster Fiddle Championship, and then transcribed 14 years later and resubmitted to him for evaluation for my college auditions.